Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers. I'm Lucy Porter, and am I being unreasonable to use a toilet brush?
No, you're not, Lucy. I love toilet brushes. I'm Asma Mir, and I'm definitely not being unreasonable to think that cornflakes just taste different these days.
They do, don't they? They're just not the same. This podcast is your definitive guide to one of the UK's most loved and lauded forums, courtesy of Mumsnet.
And Lucy and I come together every week with the help of celebrity and expert guests to celebrate Am I Being Unreasonable and its users.
Sounds more than reasonable to me.
Hello, we are back with another episode of Classic Threads from one of the busiest forums on the internet.
Yes, in this episode, we imagine what Abu would be like if it were in the hands of our children, and we revel in some of the most ridiculous reviews to appear on TripAdvisor.
Plus, comedian and new parent to a cockapoo.
No.
Little Tina. Angela Barnes is on the line as this week's A-list adjudicator. So one inspired poster decided to write from the point of view of her three-year-old, which inspired many copycat threads. This is an absolute classic. The user kicked things off with, "Am I being unreasonable to throw my bowl of pear across the kitchen?
Oh, God.
Earlier today, I demanded that my mother stop what she was doing and immediately get me a pear. She is by nature a difficult woman, and she insisted on finishing her wee and washing her hands first." Indignant face. "I explained loudly that this was unacceptable, but typically for her, my protestations only made her more stubborn. Then she moved the goalposts and decided that I could only have my pear if I said please." Actually, I worry about her in this respect. She is utterly obsessed with that word. It's not normal. So I stormed around the house for 25 minutes or so and then eventually gave in and said please. So now she'll think if she holds out long enough, I'll end up saying please every time. Made a rod for my own back there. Anyway, she asked me if I wanted the pear to be cut up or whole. I replied, cut it up. And the utter arse of a woman cut up my pear.
Oh no.
I was speechless with rage. Obviously, words were not enough to express my fury, so I threw the cut it up pear across the kitchen and kicked her in the shins. Was I being unreasonable, Weeboo? I think she genuinely thinks I am being unreasonable, and it's causing me to doubt myself. What do you think?
Oh, this is so painful. I can't do this
such
one.
A classic.
Oh my God, but that's my life. Go on.
I know. It sparked so much sympathy and so much great creative writing as other people put themselves in their shoes of this three-year-old. Somebody wrote, "Next time you want to cut it up pear, get a stool and climb up to the bowl. Then take a bite from every pear in there. That will also learn her."
You see, there's a thing about cutting up fruit, though, isn't there, Lucy? Which is they want you. You know it's a thing, so you always ask them, "Do you want to cut it up? Strawberries,
yes.
Cut it up." Or, and you start just making rubbish English as well.
Yeah,
cut it up.
Well, this is now the classic cut it up pear thread.
Oh my God, cut it up or not cut it up. Because
yes.
If you say whole, they don't know what it means. And she says, cut it up. And you think, are you sure cut it up? Yes, three times. Because you cut the damn thing and you give it to her. You cut my strawberries!
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
I tell you what, there was a brilliant one, which is on a similar fruit related bit. It's funny how many arguments you can have about fruit, isn't it? You'd never think that fruit could be a source of such great
discord.
But then
it gets thrown at you as well.
Oh,
it's just like...
Yeah, well, because someone else suggested, why not smoosh the mashed up pear onto your nappy? Just, and it was like, yeah, that is what they would do. But this one, this also fruit related one I loved. Someone says, also, she can't seem to understand that when I say nana and she goes to get the nana, that by the time she's come back and unpeeled the nana, I don't want the nana anymore. That ship has sailed. Daddy tries to trick me by unpeeling the same nana when I request nana 3 minutes later. Mm-hmm. But I'm on to him. Who wants a 3 minute old nana, fools? Thanks for this thread. I thought it was just me in the situation, but we're clearly all suffering.
Yes, absolutely.
These poor 3-year-olds. I mean, it's a tough life.
My mummy keeps trying to kick me out of my own bed. She seems to think the big comfy bed is only for her and Daddy and keeps trying to persuade me to sleep in this tiny room with all my clothes and things in. WTF, sleep alone all night? Whose arm would I stroke to fall asleep? Who would I headbutt in the night? Or wake up every half an hour when I'm feeling restless? And who, pray tell, would I waken and drag out of bed at 6:30 every morning to watch Peppa Pig? I can't reach the TV on my own, you know. Boo.
Oh, Yanboo. I mean, it is. I mean, you know, if I were to be a bit of a wanker, which I'm about to be, it is quite a useful parenting exercise, actually, when you do try and imagine yourself in their shoes.
What? And, how?
It just makes it funnier. I think it allows you. This is why I think this thread was so popular, was because, you know, it just allows you to see the funny side of all this awfulness.
There's, I suppose so. It makes you feel less lonely in your craziness and chaos.
It does.
Because you think, is it just me? Is it just my child?
Yes. I think because people are sometimes a bit reluctant to...
Be honest.
Exactly that. That you know, you think... And also, if you just moaned about all the really unreasonable things that your kids did,
that's me.
Well, I know. I mean, we do it. We're allowed to do it.
We're boring.
If we did it out loud to a general public, then it might not go down that well. This was one that I really liked, right? Just a bit of context for anyone who is not a regular ABU user, there is PFB is a term. And PFB means precious firstborn. So often, if a parent is overly worried about their child, people say, are you being PFB? Is this a bit of a PFB? So it means, you know, obviously with your first child, you do worry more about things. And then by the time you've had a few...
You don't give a shit.
You don't even know their names. But... anyway, so this poster has turned it on its head, writing from a child's point of view, has said, I know you're all going to say that I'm just being PFP, precious first parent, but my daddy is really fantastic. He is so funny, much funnier than Justin Fletcher. And when he blows raspberries on my tummy, he is the best. I could kiss and cuddle him all day, even though I know he's not that keen when I suck his nose. I feel so sorry for him having to share a bed with that woman.
Brilliant.
It's not fair on him to expect him to get a proper night's sleep when she is hogging half the bed. Am I being unreasonable to expect her to sleep on the blow-up mattress on my bedroom floor while I get to snuggle Daddy in the big bed?
Brilliant.
We've all had that one, haven't we?
Oh, my goodness me. Another one here. I'm so glad to find some company on this thread. I have a serious problem with my parents who continually defile my poo places. I have a number of preferred poo places, venues, including behind the curtains, behind the chair in my bedroom and under the cot. And I like to think that I managed to work up a good fog in each one, being a bit territorial like that. However, my parents continually deny me the small pleasure and clean up after me, insisting I do my poos in the toilet. Where is the fun in that? I ask you, they need help.
Absolutely. There was a good one with a list of... things that the parent has done that are unreasonable. Didn't let me climb over the railings at the park to get closer to the ducks. Wouldn't let me charge at the deer in the park. Told me we would go home if I didn't stop whinging in the back of the car. Cheeky cow. She couldn't even work out why I was whinging, so why should I have to suffer and go home? Tried to get me to go to sleep in the afternoon in my cot on my own. Couldn't magic another jammy dodger out of thin air when we were out. And finally, insists on this teeth brushing thing. So unreasonable. We are unreasonable. You know, it's nice.
My 3-year-old said to me very recently, why are you obsessed with brushing teeth?
Yeah.
I'm only obsessed twice a day for about 20 seconds, which is how long it lasts.
It's just one of the few things I feel I have control over in my life, child.
Exactly. Yeah, if you want the long answer, that's what it is.
This is all that's anchoring me in any kind of sanity. If you don't clean your teeth, I cannot be responsible for what this unleashes.
Exactly. Anyway, thank you. I know it's a classic dread, but thank thank you so much to whoever posted this, because I think it's something people maybe just return to again and again, just to check that they definitely are not alone and that yes. all children are terrible, terrible little things with occasional flashes of niceness.
And they would indeed say the same about us.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, something that is almost as much fun to read online as Abu are the comments posted on TripAdvisor, which can give a terrifying insight into the general public, who, when on holiday, can turn into morons of the highest level. OK, here we go, Lucy. I've been having a snoop round this morning for a holiday. I went onto TripAdvisor to read the reviews, and honestly, some of them look like they've been written by a bear mashing his paws into the keyboard and hitting send. Abu, to disregard reviews by people who moan that nobody, N-O-B-O-D-E, understand English in capitals, no chips or salad, just Greek food, waiter, W-A-Y-T-E-R, rude, or should I be giving them the same attention as the others? What do you reckon, Lucy?
Well, it's an interesting one, isn't it? I'm mildly obsessed with TripAdvisor. And to be honest with me, it isn't so much the bad spelling and grammar. It's just the general misery. And you just fear for human civilization, don't you? When you just realise that the very definition of first world problems, when you go and you read a review of a hotel and it is someone kind of going, the first day we arrived, we realised that the shower curtain and the bath mat didn't match.
Oh, God.
The shower curtain was Pantone colour 1375 and the bath mat was 1376. The children were in tears. I phoned reception immediately and demanded we remove, but they said there was nothing we could do, so we flew home on the next day. And you just go, how do people live their everyday lives when they're so fussy?
Do you think that these are people who have, you know, too much time on their hands, or are they miserable, just inherently miserable, or do they like complaining?
I think it's an absolute combination of all of them, but I think the British desire to whinge. But some of them are quite, I like the ones that are quite funny inadvertently. We've just returned from 2 weeks at the Sunlight Gardens and I would never, ever return, never again, even if I was paid to go for free. It's a bit of a mind blower, isn't it? What? Hey?
Oh my God, when I went to Galapagos, someone complained on the feedback form about the size of the penguins.
That is very disappointing. I thought they'd be bigger. They look bigger in the books.
My God. Oh man, I agree. Some of the negative reviews made my mind up to book the holiday for this year. Whinging that there are no clubs or pubs, no English food, complaining that there are no water sports as they might disturb the freaky looking stupid turtles nesting on the beach, etc, etc. Booked immediately.
Oh, very good. I mean, to be honest, even if you, because I always read the reviews of everywhere before we go, and my husband gets very cross with me because you can't help but read the negative stuff. And we had a holiday a few years ago, which financially we had slightly overstretched ourselves. So we were
all had one of them.
This had better be good. And I read the reviews on TripAdvisor, and honestly, I mean, I was despondent because we'd booked and paid for it. And then I was reading these reviews and they were like, oh, there were rats running around the barbecue and the, you know, the whole place was filthy and the staff was surly. And I was like, oh my God, we're going to sort of some young offenders institution in Spain. And of course we got there and it was brilliant and we had an amazing time. And I almost think there is something lovely about reading the negative reviews to give yourself a sort of
low expectations.
Low expectations, exactly. That.
Oh,
that's
my
exactly.
goodness me.
There's something in that. It is funny, the ones where, you know, the receptionist didn't speak good English. There were no vegetables on the breakfast buffet.
What?
I mean,
hello,
the carpets were the wrong colour. The walls were a bad shade of blue. The building was old. Someone's put someone complained about the building being old. It was Rome. You, things you might think were, and the city was too noisy. See above. It was Rome again.
Oh,
I mean, it is
God.
A noisy place.
This has got to be my favourite one. The staff are friendly enough, but the food was very continental. Oof. Lots of fish with bones and weird looking dishes. The guests were 99.9% Spanish. For the persons added, fucking Spanish food eating Spanish Spain bastards in Spain.
I know.
You see, the thing about reviews, right, just generally speaking, I mean, obviously, we didn't used to read reviews and now we do. And you'd be silly not to. OK, but then you have to make a kind of, you know, you have to make an informed judgment, don't you, about whether this is going to make or break you or whether these people are just being sad. I've got just a couple. I was trying to join a gym. Don't laugh. OK, don't laugh. We're trying. And I just, most people were saying, yeah, great session. Great. And then one guy, can I just read this out? Not a great selection of equipment. Changing room only had two shower cubicles, one apparently out of order. One definitely had an old guy showering with the door open and making sure his junk was extra clean. I won't be using this gym again. And I do not recommend Whereas everybody else is saying that this is a great gym. So obviously you have to disregard this like one crazy person
who's got some weird problem with a guy just cleaning his junk.
Cleaning his bits. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know, my life is full of travelling to weird places and I have my own TripAdvisor.
Oh, I love this.
Right? So this one is, I was staying in Torquay. Well, it was the part of the English Riviera in the Torquay region. And someone had put on TripAdvisor, our bedroom was directly above the hotel disco and our bed vibrated until 3 o'clock in the morning. I was inclined to leave immediately, but my wife persuaded me to stay. Just like the idea. She's there on the vibrating bed.
I'm loving it.
I don't care. Let's book another night. This one, Bournemouth, this one was. I go to all the glamorous hotspots of the UK. And someone had put on TripAdvisor, we have been staying in this hotel for 34 years. And when my husband died last spring, the management organised a special celebration dance.
What, celebrating his death?
Well, quite. It's, oh, maybe he was a poor tipper or something. You know, that nobody ever liked him. And then this one, this was from Blackpool, the Vegas of the North. And someone had said, the entertainment in the hotel was first rate. I noticed that the Tom Jones tribute act was missing a leg. What? But it didn't seem to affect his performance.
Oh my God. It's like they're not reviewing stuff. It's like they're just talking to each other.
Yes.
It's a bit like on Amazon, you know, where they have questions and answers. Like, does this thing, you know, work? Or does this thing, will it, you know, cover a king size bed? And you have a lot of people on there, I don't know who they are, who feel that they have to answer all this stuff, even though they might not know the answer. They go, no, I'm sorry, I don't know. Why don't you Google it? And you just think, I'm on the internet.
I was seeking not just someone telling me. And also, you sometimes get, well, in the picture, it looks like, and you're like, yes, I can see the picture.
Oh,
I'm looking at the picture now.
Alive.
Oh my God. But yeah, I mean, I remember once and I was buying some batteries from Argos. And it said 385 people have reviewed these batteries. Would you like to read the reviews? And I was like, it's AA batteries. What?
Yeah.
And then you click on it and it's just people going, these batteries provided an excellent source of power. They fitted in my in my son's toy perfectly. And you're like, that's so sweet that you're... I mean, it's Argos' fault. They're giving you the opportunity to review it.
But I presume it's just an automatic thing that you can if you so wish, if you're that sad.
Anything.
You can review anything.
And some of them are pretty... You know, like there's the one for hair removal cream that went very funny on Amazon.
No, I don't.
Do you know, all I remember about it was that it ended up with men obviously saying, they were using it to remove hair from their balls and how, anyway, Veet hair removal. There was some very funny... go and look, Veet.
I am so going to look at that straight away because hair removal cream is something I only buy when I go on my annual or, in fact, four-yearly holiday.
Yeah.
That's the only time I ever bother. Sorry if that's too much information, but there you go.
It's out there now.
Yeah, don't care. Keep it natural, ladies.
Keep it natural. Nothing wrong with it. That's what we all had in the 70s. There was nothing wrong with it then, nothing wrong with it now. Do you know, the nice thing about this thread is it has given us all a reason to go and look at our TripAdvisor again.
Absolutely.
In the hope of finding
book that holiday in Torquay.
That thread, like all the other classic threads, is available on Mumsnet Classics on the website. So if you want to have a look at that, then feel free.
It's the ABU A-List Adjudicator of the Week.
And now on the line, we have comedian Angela Barnes, who, well, in my script, it says, who has managed to tear herself away from her new puppy, Tina, to be our A-list adjudicator.
I haven't.
She's
climbing all over me.
She's not torn herself away at all. The puppy may...
No.
She may feature. Does she bark much? Is she a yapper or a barker at the moment?
She's pretty quiet. Of course, now I've said that, she probably will start any minute. But she's only recently discovered her bark, and it's still quite... It's quite a pathetic little bark, really. It's quite cute.
It's like a man.
So whenever
flute
she barks, we just laugh at her, and so I don't think she thinks it's worth the effort.
Oh, love it. Well, if our listeners want to see the puppy, she is all over your Twitter feed.
I'm that person now. I'm the puppy mum.
Well, do you know, and it brings me joy every day. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's more interesting than babies, quite frankly.
Oh God, yeah. No, babies not the same. You
know, I couldn't possibly say that.
Yeah. No, I mean, even I would always rather look at a puppy because little eyes, she's so gorgeous. So anyway, we'll crack on and we'll get your A-list adjudication on our quibbles and then we'll talk more about puppies. So
okay, dear.
Angela Barnes, am I being unreasonable to ask for your opinions on my house?
You are not being unreasonable.
No, that's good.
That's all right. I think, we all want to check in with ourselves every now and then. And check, you know, I like to check with my friends whether I'm being an idiot or not.
Well, then, ABU is the forum for you because it turns out they always tell you are.
Okay, moving on. Angela, am I being unreasonable to raise my glass?
To raise your glass? Never unreasonable to raise your glass, especially if it's a full one.
Yes.
It's only unreasonable if there's no wine in it.
You were straight in with that one. Am I being unreasonable to ask for book recommendations?
No, that's, again, I like asking for book recommendations. I sort of, you know, you have some friends when you think, well, I probably won't like things that you like, so I'll ignore yours.
Yeah.
But you know, if you play Game of Thrones, then I'm out of there. Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, I must download that to my Kindle. But yeah, no, you're not being unreasonable.
That's very good.
Okay, am I being unreasonable to find this creepy?
Well, that very much depends what you're looking at. If it's a picture of Michael Gove, no, you're not being unreasonable.
Okay, you're going to hedge your bets on that one, are you?
Yeah, I think very much depends.
You are possibly being a yap boo, maybe. I don't know if I've ever seen yap boo used, but yap boo is what we're saying for that one. And finally, Angela Barnes, am I being unreasonable? Leather look leggings.
Yes, you're being unreasonable.
Yes, good. Okay, thank you.
If you're over 21, you're being unreasonable, I think, in leather look. If you want to wear leather trousers, wear leather trousers. Just own it.
But a leather jegging.
A
leather jegging would almost go back to being a legging again, wouldn't it?
A legging.
Yes, that's... Well, you were very, very reasonable. I mean, I think they were some of the most cryptic.
Yeah, movies. I'd like to sort of... Yeah, the creepy ones got me wondering what...
I know, you see, I don't actually know what that one is. We'll have to we'll have to find out later.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, we've established that you like a drink, you like to read, and you don't like Michael Gove.
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums me up.
To be honest, my kind of girl, that's, you know, I'm glad to know you, because that's my
likewise,
kind of lady.
And I take your book recommendations any day.
No, if we're not being unreasonable to ask for book recommendations, can you give us one, Angela? What would be...
What have I enjoyed? Well, I read a lot of sort of history books and non-fiction stuff, so that's not everyone's cup of tea. But I've just read a really good book called The Spy and the Traitor, which is about Gordievsky, who was a Cold War spy, spying against the Soviets for the British. So that was quite fun.
War. You love a bit of war.
I love a bit of Cold War.
Huge fan of bunkers.
I am. I love a nuclear bunker. Yeah. I'd live in one if I could.
Come a couple of years, we'll all be forced.
Well, you know, I my 40th birthday was on the day that Donald Trump was elected, November the 9th, 2016.
Wow. Sadly,
and my boyfriend had found an old bunker that they'd converted into an Airbnb that we were staying in, like a little surprise. I woke up that morning, saw the news, and we were like, well, we'll just live here. We'll just stay here. I woke up the morning Trump was elected in a bunker.
Oh, my goodness. And things haven't got any better since.
Well, if you could if you could have the puppy in the bunker, I'll be in there with you very, very happily.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant. Puppy and wine.
Yes.
Fine.
Oh, God. I tell you what, the future doesn't look quite so bleak now. That's you cheered me right up. Well, thank you so much, Angela, for being our A-list adjudicator. And I think you are the most reasonable woman I've ever met.
My boyfriend wouldn't say that, but thank you very much.
There will be another A-list adjudicator next week.
Okay, Lucy, it is time for the day of reckoning. Are you being unreasonable to think that giving kids pocket money is a waste of time? How could you?
Well, yes, we did look at this before. It's been sitting on the forum for a while now. And last time, it's fair to say things weren't entirely going my way. People thought I was being very unreasonable.
Yeah, I don't think things have improved for you, okay. I'm afraid. Let's just have a quick look. Here's one. I agree, it's a good thing. I think it's very good for teaching them value, etc. I buy regular clothes for DD12, for example, but if she wants a designer brand version, then she has to pay the difference in price. I'm hoping it is teaching her about choices. My DS9 usually spends his on sweets, but has recently saved up to buy a headset for his Xbox. I pay them their age, so £10 a month for a 10-year-old, etc.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, since we discussed it and since I realised how overwhelmingly unreasonable I was being, I've gone back to the jar system. And I had one triumph, which was my son wanted to buy something for a game he was playing on my phone. And it was like, you know, it was 99p or something.
Mm.
And I think normally, because he was being a bit of a pain in the arse. Sorry, darling, if you're listening. You're a lovely child.
He won't be listening.
He would no, God, really hope not. But maybe when he's 18, he'll discover this somewhere on a skip. Though. Anyway, normally, I think I would probably have caved and gone, all right, yeah, I'll buy you that for 99p. Mm. But I didn't. And I said, no, you'll have to get your money and take it out of the jar and everything. And it did put him off buying the thing. So I have to say that actually I get that it is the right thing to do, and that if I was organized and tough like all the brilliant mums who've responded are, then it would be better. So I'm going to try harder, but anyway
based on the responses, I think that we need to give the final say to Roger Tilling.
Well, what will he say? I'm baffled.
I don't know. I have no. It could be a big surprise.
Let's hope Roger thinks differently to 99.9% of the population.
Yeah. Okay, Roger, what do you think?
Lucy, you are being unreasonable.
What a massive surprise. I can't believe it, Roger. You let me down. No, fair enough. You can't win them all. So thanks very much to everyone who joined in on that chat. And thank you also to the lovely Angela Barnes for coming onto the show.
Most of all, though, thanks to all of you for listening. We will be back in a couple of weeks with more delicious picks from our favourite forums. See you then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Am I Being Unreasonable? Brought to you by Mumsnet. Presented by Lucy Porter and Asma Mia, and produced by Amanda Redman. You can contribute to the forum by registering at mumsnet.com. Follow them on Twitter at Mumsnet Towers and Insta at Mumsnet. And get in touch with the podcast by writing to aibupod, that's AIBUpod, @gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks to Acast for hosting, and most of all, thank you for listening.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet, in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.